And now we talk with the head coach of the Crookston Pirate boys golf team, Coach Steve Kofed. And Coach, well, you get a round in at the Town and Country. Not too bad of a day, a little windy, but that's par for the course. And but overall, how'd you golf?
We were about 20 strokes worse than we were when we were over here on Wednesday last week. But in the big picture, I mean, I think we learned a few things on what was going on as we got around. We didn't necessarily, some kids got off to great start, some did not. But we were kind of right in that season average for us overall.
Garrett Fisher led you once again, and he had, what is it, four birdies and a bunch of pars as well. So he had some pretty good holes, obviously.
Yeah, Garrett he's trying to figure out how to not have a couple big numbers that are changing his card. He's got off to he started on hole 9 today. 9 and 10 are both par 5s. So it's kind of like, you know, let's get off to a start, and you know, there's no reason you can't be under par through the first two holes, you know, without doing anything special. And he got off to a birdie the first and eagled the second. So he was 3 under through two holes, and was off to, you know, about as good a start as you could imagine. Then ended up having a couple bad swings and overdrew a couple balls on 11 on a bounce to end up making an 8. And, you know, the hard work that happened on the first two holes quickly bounced back really pretty well. He just had that happen multiple times today where it was a couple three or four holes that really got him, where he was making, you know, triples and quads and quintuples. But I think he ended up carding 5 birdies and an eagle. So he was 7 under through 6 holes. Just needs to figure out a way to eliminate those massive numbers.
Yep.
And, you know, be able to turn some of those bogeys into pars. Sitting down with him for dinner or lunch today, we kind of just looked at the kid that ended up winning the whole thing for Bemidji, shot even par. Their scorecards were eerily similar. I think the kid from Bemidji played 6 holes where he had 6 birdies in the day. So he was 6 under through his 6. Garrett was 7. The difference, a couple big numbers. And that was really it. So he knows that he has the ability, and I think that's the frustrating part, is he has the ability to be really good and hit all the shots he needs. He just has to try to figure out how to, you know, get around the golf course without shooting himself in the foot. And that's something he's working towards.
Brandon Tanquist, one of your seniors, he shot a 90, and he had a couple of birdies and, was it 4 pars? And so he had some pretty good holes as well.
Yeah, he was solid. I think he said it was his first 2 birdies of the year in tournament golf anyway. Was very happy with him shooting, I want to say he said 77 this weekend at Minocqua, so got off to a good start there and was feeling good about what was happening. And he just kind of got himself into that big stretch of bogeys, and he couldn't get off of the kind of that make a bunch of bogeys, mix in a double run. He's kind of one of those that is similar to Garrett, not necessarily trying to shoot the same score, but Brennan's goal is always to say, can he get himself under 90 under bogey golf? And you know, he kind of said as we were walking in, he's usually pretty good through the first 12 holes, but then starts realizing, hey, if I only, you know, if I'm 1 or 2 under bogey golf, if I, you know, make bogeys the rest of the way through, I shoot 88, I break 90, where we got to quit looking at that, you know, in the big picture down the road, keep looking at the small task of what's the next 2 or 3 holes, how do I play those the same way I've been playing, and next thing you know, those 90, 91, 89s that we've been carding an awful lot this year now are all of a sudden down in that 85 number instead. So it's just a mindset piece for both of them.
And then you had David Duck Savage and Ashton Shockman. They both shot 97s, and David continues to shave a few strokes off each round, it looks like.
Yeah, when I talked to him, it was maybe 4 or 5 holes left. He said he wasn't feeling great about what was going on, but he ended up finishing with a par and a bogey on his last 2 holes. So for him to get in and shoot 97 and put his low score together for the year, and I think that's 2 or 3 consecutive rounds that he's been under 100, is awesome. You know, he keeps showing that improvement, and that's what we're hoping for a guy that's only played 2 rounds. You know, it would be awesome if we could get ourselves into taking away 1 or 2 big numbers for him, sneak in a couple more pars, and next thing you know, David's going to be in that same ballpark with all the rest of them trying to sniff breaking 90 on a consistent basis.
Ashton Shockman, he turned in the same score, and how did he golf?
His driver was giving him headaches, so I know he put that away halfway through the round, and I think looking at his score, he was kind of in that same point. I know right now all the guys are sitting, we're still at the golf course, they're spending some time chipping, because as we kind of ate lunch here and looked a little bit at just kind of the stats and how they played, you know, they were 2/3 or more of their strokes were from within 15 and 20 yards of the green. So them adding together their putts and their chips and having something in the total of about 60 strokes was an awful lot. So he was kind of in that point of just being frustrated, where he thought he hit a good chip, then it would spin. He thought he hit a good chip and it would release. Next thing you know, it's hard to get up and down when you are having to make 12, 15, 20 footers to save par, to save bogey. So that was kind of where he was. He strung together a couple holes. I know on nine, his maybe third or fourth hole, I watched him just short of the green and two, almost hold out for eagle, which he's kind of, again, waiting to make that first eagle. So it was sitting around the lip, which was awesome. So he had a few good holes. And like I said, just need to get that short game under control a little bit.
And Evan Shockman and Tate Hamry, they wrapped up your scores with 99s. And how did those two golf?
I would say Evan was very similar in that ballpark of a lot of strokes happening around the greens. He was out here last Wednesday, and it's funny how this game is just interesting as you play. On Wednesday, he played out here, shot 85, said it was loved the golf course, played great, understood the greens, and then he comes back less than a week later and as confused as can be, and that's just how golf goes some days. So he's out here again trying to work, and Evan's kind of been in that ballpark where he knows he has the ability to shoot in that mid-80s, low-80s is what he feels like he can get to, and that's going to be what we hope we can see in a few weeks. And Tate just got off to a really tough start. He's kind of been struggling a little bit in the world of just the consistency of hitting the ball. Said he spent a bunch of time at the driving range this weekend and put in some time and felt like he hit the ball for the most part today very well. But he ended up getting off to a start where he was 8 or 10 over through the first 3 or 4 holes, and that's really hard to recover. Hits the ball really well, and it's right out where he wants to, but is off by a club because he peered it instead of hitting it out the toe. I know I walked on 18 and saw that where he hit a good tee shot on 18, was about 160 yards out, grabbed his club. It was all over the pin. Pin was in the front. He hit it to the back and then ended up 3-putting. And I'm like, well, you made a great swing on what it was. You pulled the club that you were hitting last week, but now you hit it in the middle of the club face, and of course it's going to go a little bit further. So you can't get mad at that. And if you played Bemidji and the pin's in front and you're in the back on 18, you got about a 60-footer down the hill. So 2-putting that one's not an easy task by any means. So he was happy with the way he was striking the ball. And again, hopefully we can figure out a little bit of that short game, because that is the key to be able to play Bemidji Town and Country well.
Well, Coach, thanks for talking with us. How was the weather there? Was it decent?
It was. It was. The wind's blowing right now. I'd say the first, for us, 8, 10, 12 holes were not too bad, and then the wind picked up, and it definitely got tougher. It was the first day that I didn't bring stocking hat and gloves, and it was the first day that you saw multiple people in just short sleeves and shorts. So it was definitely nice to be able to feel like sunscreen is more of an important piece to pack today than winter survival gear.